Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hear this, right now.
Welcome.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk.
What is going on up here?
I never know, man.
Unbiased.
Shut your mouth.
Uncompromised sports talk without the sugarcoating.
I hope you're happy. You wasted everyone's life for 30 seconds.
Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik.
Now shut up and let me do my job.
The best in sports coverage.
This is going to be great.
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
Ahoy! Welcome in. A beautiful Wednesday. The sun has decided to hopefully stay out this time. One more day, minus Rop. I believe he's back in town or he's getting the old settled, but he'll be in tomorrow for a full cast of Primetime. Until then, Ryan Buckley with me as always, Andrew Nemec sitting in once again. How's it going, boys?
I'm doing all right. I'm a little concerned about this opening segment.
Why
if
is
I'm
that?
Being 100% honest.
Why are we concerned?
Well, we have photo evidence.
Yeah.
That you and I,
which we volunteered to each other,
are on different playing fields in terms of adulting.
Well, yes, yesterday we were,
and I'm a little embarrassed about it.
Somehow we got on. It went from the thermostat, which, by the way, we can officially declare that the thermostat wars, the thermo wars, they're over. The morning show has capitulated. That when the afternoon show came in today, it was a crisp 67 degrees. So. Clearly, they've understood that this is not a war. It was a skirmish, and we won. I walked in today. Look, it's nice and balmy. It's great.
It was a conflict, not an actual.
It was
war.
Yes. It was
an entanglement.
It was an action. It wasn't a piece of work. There you go. An entanglement. Okay, yeah, just a brief conflict skirmish.
We're talking about unchecked aggression.
Dude. Yeah, across this line, right? So somehow that led us to. I think we were talking about the fact that Buck has no control over his thermostat. His wife texted in and confirmed that he has no control over his thermostat.
Don't even desire it. She reminded me last night, you really should get the app so that's not just me.
And then I think that led to the Subaru talk, and I think that's because you both have Subarus. And I recently got in Ryan Buckley's car for the first, and I've known Buckley now. How long have you been at the state? Like, you've been here a long time.
Well, this is my second stint, yeah. but with you guys now, like 3 years.
3 years, and then before that,
Another three.
Yeah, so I've known Buckley for 6+ years. It's the first time I've had the esteemed pleasure of getting in the Buckley Subaru. And it's interesting. When you get in, you immediately know that is a father of two. There's goldfish dust everywhere. It looks like a kid bomb exploded inside of his car.
I think I welcomed him with "Welcome to the Granola Mobile," and I wasn't referring to the reputation of Subarus and Subaru drivers,
no. Which also fits.
It does.
It's a good nickname.
But there's granola,
yeah,
everywhere.
Yes.
So I'll just say this: I wouldn't want to be wearing. I'm guessing not a lot of white clothing gets worn inside Buckley's car.
No.
There's
no.
I don't, the seats just there's a patina, if you will, for Buckley seats.
A bit of a mosaic going on.
Yeah, when you walk into like a bar with a copper bar top, you can tell how long that bar has been there and it's seen some things. That's like Buckley's seats. They've been through some stuff. Speaking of wars, Buckley seats have been through some wars. And you brought up that you also drive a Subaru, and you talked about
the condition of
your car as well. And so I just said, unedited, please, let's just take photos of the inside of our cars. And to everyone's credit, not doctored, no, I give you guys all the credit in the world. You snap photos of your car as is. And I love you both dearly. Oh my God. It's a horror show. It is nightmare fuel to look inside both.
I don't even see it.
Can you please post that? Can you?
Oh, I don't think I'm going to do that.
But you don't want those posted?
I don't know if the whole world needs that.
We might lose our kids.
It proves I have plenty of toys for them.
It's something else. Not only does it look like, at least you have leather seats, so you have saved yourself the cloth patina that Buckley has.
Right.
But on your leather seats, in every crevice, you can just see remnants of God knows what.
Mostly goldfish.
Crackers.
There's even an empty bag of goldfish crackers. Yes. Now, in my defense, and it's a limited defense, I sent a second photo. And the reason I sent that second photo, which is also not good, by the way,
no,
is that my daughter that morning, and you said unedited. No change.
No.
She, for some reason, as a six-year-old, decided right before school to empty her backpack and dump the entire thing on the floor, which has old paper and old snacks.
Where did this broken coat hanger come from? Who's responsible for these snapped-off coat hangers?
She's in charge of grabbing her jacket in the morning. So she grabbed her jacket from the closet, but she's short and couldn't reach, so she just pulled her jacket and ran. And it snapped the hanger, and that's her coat on the seat.
So that coat hanger just... How long is that coat hanger going to stay in your car? Like 6 months?
Probably tomorrow,
yeah,
I'll take it out.
Tomorrow, yeah.
Probably.
Yeah,
that's not so changing. All I did was tell her last night, because I knew this was going to happen. I did take a picture before.
Yeah.
I just want you to pick up the stuff that was supposed to be in your backpack, because that's what the backseat usually looks like. It's still not good, but it's a nightmare in the first picture,
there's a random Amazon box, a couple water bottles. My favorite, too, is that both of you guys, front and back, have things shoved underneath the seat, including... upon a zoom in, it appears that Ryan Buckley has a small pumpkin crammed underneath his front seat. Would you care to explain why you have a pumpkin?
I would.
Under your seat.
Yeah, well, first of all, it's not an actual pumpkin. It's a plastic pumpkin.
Okay.
That makes a big difference.
It's a toy pumpkin. It's not actual produce sitting underneath there.
Because it looks like during Halloween where you buy one of the little like decorative pumpkins. That's what it looks like.
No, my big guy, Cannon, he likes to play anything that you can organize and or barter or sell with. So he plays like a produce farmer merchant game where... He lines up all these fruit and vegetables, and then he wants to sell them to you. And so he carries a basket of these around, and one of them fell into the seat. That is the squash of his vegetable bounty.
It's something else. Like I'm afraid to look inside either one of your cup holders. I'm guessing there's things. There's
more crumbs. It's sticky.
It's mostly crumbs.
Sticky. I'm picturing stickiness.
Now I just want to say, if we were to do this 10 years ago, my car would look like your car and your wife's car, because you wouldn't allow the kids to really, like, you didn't drive the family car, would look like our cars. So this is just really a snapshot in time.
I don't think so.
I think so. I mean, I used to have a nice car that didn't have stuff in it. The thing that changed was a kid. So I really think for me, this is largely snapshot in time situation. Mm. And I don't take a tremendous amount of pride in the fact that I drive a Subaru. So instead of being like with an older car where I was happy with the car I drove, I have a family car. So it's like, you kids want to beat it up? By the way, on the outside of my car, my daughter put stickers and I just didn't care.
So they're just there.
So they're little kid stickers. Well, now it's rained and they've worn off, but the sticky sticker stuff is still on the doors of my car.
I will not post the photos because I get the sense that Buckley does not want those photos posted.
There's nothing really incriminating.
Really?
But, I mean,
Buckley,
we've described exactly what it is.
If you walked in to and you saw what was happening in that front seat, if you walked into
fair. You don't have to post it.
If you walked into a hotel and you saw a chair,
you wouldn't stay there.
No, you'd immediately be like, you know what? We're just gonna.
Yeah.
The front seat chair is a little alarming.
Yeah.
Because again, mine probably would look like that too, except I have leather seats so we can wipe them down.
Granted, there seems to be a lot going on there, but I also think most of the time that has been apple juice that's been spilled and then soaked in and collected other stuff with it.
My only response upon seeing both of your photos is the Ryan Gosling meme where he just kind of takes the glasses off and just, whoa.
Is that from Crazy Stupid Love?
That's from Crazy Stupid
Love. That's a great movie.
Yeah. So yes. I was excited about seeing the photos, but no, maybe those will just stay between us. But it was, I think that's what you were worried about today was, and I wasn't even going to talk about it. It was Nemec that brought it up. I was just going to let, that was just for us. And then Nemec was
and
like.
And then Nemec did it. And I was like, all right, fine. I'll do it. I'm game. Here we are.
We talked about on air that we were going to take pictures of our.
Again, I think you volunteered that. I don't think I ever agreed to this.
No, you.
I can
share
the photos of my car.
Suk said we should all take pictures of the back seats of our car and share them. Yeah. So I did last night, first thing. And I was like, when I got in the car, I was like, okay, well, here's the back seat of my car. This is what we're doing. And I wasn't proud of it.
No.
And then I was just praying after you sent yours. I'm like, God, Buckley, please be like within the realm of my car. You have like a wrapper, I'm going to look like a terrible person.
Well, and look, I'm trying to remember because my car was never the predominant family car. But I will say that I raised my kids, obviously, you know, I had to raise my kids by myself.
I raised my kids differently than you guys, is what you're about to say.
I don't know. I don't know what it is about the car. I'm just weird about it. Because if you came to my house, it's not like that. I am not an overly clean person. Like, Rop is a very clean person. When you go over to Rop's house, Rop is very...
That surprises me zero.
Yeah, he's like kind of OCD. He's just very clean. He's very tidy. I am not like that. But there is something about the car... That I don't know. I just have always, I think it's because we had pieces of crap growing up. Like we never had a nice car. The story that I tell, and people don't believe me, but it is in no way is this an exaggeration. My whole life growing up, my father would buy like the worst used cars. He once bought a car. He bought a Ford Tempo at a garage sale that wasn't for sale. It was a weird sort of garage sale, and the guy, and so he thought because the car was in the driveway that it was for sale, and the guy's like, "That's not for sale." My dad's like, "Do you want it to be?" And this isn't one of those like sweet rides
because it's a nice car.
The dude was like, "You want to buy my brown Ford Tempo?" And my old man's like, "Yeah." And he bought it from like $1,000, and then we had a Ford Tempo, and that's what we drove. When my brother went to take his driving test at 16, we had a Dodge Omni 024. They wouldn't let my brother take the test. Because the car was deemed inadequate to take a driving test
in.
And so the first time in my life that I remember we bought a new car, my old man, this was, I was probably, 13-ish years old, so like 7th, 8th grade. My dad bought a Chevy Cavalier, bought a gray Chevy Cavalier with no options. And when I mean no options, it had, apparently you do not need both side mirrors. You only need one. So he got it without a side mirror. He got it without a radio. Like, I didn't know you could order a car without a radio. You can. They just put up like a little plastic thing. And then my dad took like a portable CD player and put Velcro and just Velcroed it onto the dashboard. Like, that's the sort, like, those are the sorts of cars that I grew up with. So I just think like the car thing, it's probably like my bugaboo.
Your car cleanliness comes from trauma.
Well, that was my thing. The first time I bought like a real car. The first time I that was like a nice car, I was like, I am not going to have this be a piece of crap. And so I think my kids all know that it's like dad's not weird about many things, but the car, I think they would say if there was one thing that they were like, oh, don't piss off dad, it would be don't F up his car.
Do your kids Are they allowed to eat in your car?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you can eat in the car.
But they're also old enough not to spill.
Yes.
And they're not having applesauce and apple juice.
And everything that you brought into the car is going to leave with you. And if there is a spill, it is dealt with immediately. Like, I am traumatized by Ryan Buckley's seats. If I were to come over to Buckley's house to hang out, I would bring with me like a steam cleaner. And we would just be like, no, we're getting to this right now. When I first started dating the BTJ, we went over. She was dog sitting for one of her friends, Labradoodle, by the way, and Blanche.
Must be wonderful people.
And we were driving, and the Labradoodle threw up in the car, threw up on the seat.
That could be some of what's on there.
Of the Subaru Outback. And we're, I was like, oh, my gosh. So we get to the house. She gets the dog out. And we go upstairs, and it's late, and I'm like, what are we doing? She goes, oh, we'll deal with it tomorrow. And I'm looking at her, I'm like, excuse me? No. We're dealing with it now. She was prepared to let that sit because she didn't want it. It was like 11 o'clock at night. And I'm like, I don't care if it's 3 in the morning. I couldn't do it. She's like, I'll do it tomorrow. I'm like, no, you won't. And she's way cleaner than me, but her car is disgusting. Mm-hmm. And I can't handle that. So if my kid spilled something in the car, there is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. We are dealing with it then and in that exact moment. Bleach wipes would have come out. The steam cleaner would have come out. And my kids learned, we're going to be on some hands and knees, kids, working a scrub brush. We're not letting that go down.
Leaving dog vomit in a car overnight.
Yeah.
That's diabolical.
That's wild.
Yeah.
And I think you, in some way, attaching that to Buckley's car is unfair.
Look, I'm not saying it's dog vomit. I'm just saying...
Actually, I know what one of them was.
There's
too.
A lot going on in there.
The diaper bag fell over once. It sounds bad to start with, but what happened was a bottle of lotion fell out, and then it was a hot day, and it just leaked, and there was just lavender lotion all over the seat and just soaked in because it was there for a couple hours. Smelled delightful. I mean, I honestly mean that, but it looks heinous.
Bought my wife a brand new Toyota Grand Highlander 2 months ago. Family car, 2 kids. It's already a war zone. I can identify with Buck and Nemec's struggle. Yeah, look, to whatever works. I'm just saying, for me, that's the one area of my life that I plant a flag and I say no. It's the line of across this line, you do not come.
And there is like an element though of how old or new it is. If I had a brand new car, I think I'd have a way higher bar for what needed to happen or not happen back there. Yeah. I'm like, we're 120,000 miles and 10 years into this thing. I mean, what do I care at this point? Like, let the kids do whatever they want. It's Thunderdome back there.
I'm going to be honest. If I got a new car, it would be about 3 months of like no eating in the car. And then she'd be complaining about this is too long a car ride.
But you at least try to have it not be the way it is now.
And I'd say, okay, open a bag of snacks. I don't care. And it would last about 3 months. Yeah. And then it would start to slowly teeter into war zone.
I got a buddy
that's the truth.
And he's a big car guy. And he says, no matter what you do, no matter how nice the car is, pop the hood, take a key and scratch the living hell out of the inside of your hood. That way you just get over it. When you get the new car, you're like, it's going to happen. And so you get it out of the way. Do the big scratch it yourself, and it's under the hood. No one will ever see it. And then you exercise that demon.
Okay.
It's over and done with.
Have you done this to your own car?
I have not. Yeah. But he claims that's what he does.
I could see that mentally helping.
Yeah.
Like, okay, there's going to be little things. Yeah. This car is going to be imperfect very soon. And that's needs to be okay.
Yeah, because I this car I bought a new car in November, and I want to say like a month or two ago I curbed a wheel really bad, like bad, and it was just soul crushing. And then you're like you got a car. The worst part is I got it going to a bar. It's one thing if you curb the wheel leaving the bar. It's like, oh my god, I swear to god, it happened. Like at the pulling in and I curbed it, and it was like And you hate yourself for a little bit, and then after that, you kind of move on. So, anywho, what do we got? We'll talk a little NBA. We got game one. We got an MVP. What else we got? Some NFL stuff. We will continue to tush-push, which is kind of fun. Tushes will be pushed in the NFL. So we got plenty of stuff to get to today in the news. Club 1080, full show 3 to 7. And you've got primetime right here on 1080 The Fan. Welcome back in. Just about 10 or 15 minutes ago, we are going to have Amanda Kristovich. She's a writer for Front Office Sports on. We were talking yesterday about the whole kind of landscape of college football and where this goes, and she's been covering it with the House settlement and I guess these new proposals that are going around in the world of college football. And, you know, the weird thing about that conversation is it's really hard to know where it ends up. I mean, we talked about this yesterday for like 45 minutes, and at this point, all you can really do is speculate on it. And I think a lot of people, this is why I wanted to bring someone on that's been covering this, because I don't think it gets a lot of coverage. One, there's other stuff going on. We got the NBA finals, and you got playoffs, and all this stuff, and different sports, and the NFL. And I think it's just hard to follow on a day-to-day basis, because it feels like the landscape is changing every 2 or 3 days. There seems to be a new development or a new pushback on the House settlement. And until the settlement happens, I don't know how we really move forward in the world of college sports.
Right. And I think we get kind of lost in the weeds of what could this possibly mean.
Yeah.
And if you just get to the first layer of, well, they're going to sue and this is going to get thrown out.
Yeah.
You stop being stuck in that and you start looking at the bigger picture. And I already, you know, talked about yesterday that really they need to give the players more, they need to give the student athletes more, and they need to unionize. The other piece here that I think is interesting is they're saying that the Power Four conferences are going to be in charge. They're going to dictate what is and isn't a legal NIL deal. And they said something like 90% of the current deals would be
illegal,
invalid, yeah, because players are only worth around $10,000. One, we know that's not true. Two, let's play this out. So, okay, you say my deals, I'm Michigan, I'm Ohio State, I'm Oregon, I'm USC. I want to sign top-rated players. Georgia is, Alabama is. We don't want to lose out to those guys. So we're going to sign them too. We're going to have to give them more than $10,000. So we each sign 15 different four stars that all want $100,000 or more. We do that. And the Big Ten says, okay, guys, you're kicked out of the league. Fox is going to go, what? We paid how much for what? Okay, well, we're restructuring our contract then, yeah, because we agreed to these teams. And if you take out Ohio State, Michigan, Oregon, and USC, you can have the Mountain West contract because we're not interested in Purdue and Northwestern on Saturday night. That ain't happening. So this isn't going to work. Just on the very surface of what they're proposing, it's not going to work. And I think we need to get past these bills and these agreements and just say, okay, big picture, where does this go? Because we did this with conference realignment, and I was a guest host years ago, and you asked me about, what was it at the time? Maybe it was USC and UCLA. Mm-hmm. And you kind of said, you don't seem that interested in this, and not in the topic, just in the exact detail. And I said, because we're not done. No. The carousel is still going up and down, is still spinning. What we're going to get is a few power conferences that control everything. Well, now here we are. And I think we need to get to that place where we all sit down at the table, honestly, I'm talking to you, NCAA, and say, okay, we're going to start giving the players more, and let's actually find out what this looks like. The reason they're doing this song and dance with all these different bills, they're going to propose as many things that get shot down as possible before the government steps in and says, you need to let them unionize and sit down at the table. Because when they do, they're going to have to give up a much greater, $1 billion slice of the pie.
Well, the settlement,
and they don't want to.
Yeah, the settlement
that
they're talking about in the House settlement, it's like $2 billion.
It's still nowhere near, yeah, how much they're actually going to make.
Yeah, and you know, one of the reasons why we're bringing Amanda on here is, you know, she has an article there where she's talking about how apparently the NCAA has spent over $15 million now on a lobbying and PR firm to try to get the government to try to intervene. Because it feels like the only way that this comes to a conclusion that the NCAA is going to be happy with is if the government steps in and basically says, we're going to give you antitrust protection and you can continue to screw over the athletes.
Right.
Which is the weird thing to me is it feels like we've gone from the NCAA being told what you're doing is illegal and we're going to stop you at every turn in the court of law. And now it just feels like the Power Four is saying, okay, we're just going to take the NCAA out of this. Like, it feels like the NCAA has really nothing to do with especially with the world of college football. And they're like, we're just going to try to say the government can let us go back to doing whatever the hell we want to do a bastardized form of what the NCAA just got told by the courts that it's illegal to do.
But I think that serves in the best interest of the schools, and it serves in the best interest of the NCAA to kick the can down the road. You said they spent $15
million? Her article that she had is it's a sophisticated $15-plus million dollar campaign. DC's most powerful lobbying and PR firms. And one of the quotes in the story is, this is a breathtaking lobbying campaign. They realize
that's a starting offensive line.
Yeah, they are realizing.
Do people realize that in NIL? Yeah. Jackson Cantwell is a highly rated five-star recruit that just went to Miami. Yeah. He's getting $2.5 million a year to start, and it goes to start his college career as a true freshman. And it escalates. So they paid a starting offensive line. That's how much money is being involved. So when you throw around like $100 million, it's $200 million. That's like four really good teams in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
So it's not like we don't fully understand the scope. I think some of the things that are really interesting that have been presented are some of the quotes from the NCAA where they just sound like they're tired of governing this.
Yeah.
It's like, we're tired of losing in court too.
It sounds like they're just out.
Now it's your guys' turn because we keep losing and we're not really sure. And I think that's alarming.
They're just dumping it. You take it. But it is kind of true because when you read about anything going forward in the world of men's basketball and men's football, it does feel like the NCAA is like, dude, we're going to be in charge of lacrosse and putting on like swimming championships. The billion-dollar stuff, dude, that is on you guys because we're tired. Charlie Baker, who's the president, is basically saying as much. He's like, talk to these guys. Talk to the SEC and the Big Ten, and then to a lesser extent, the Big 12 and the ACC.
It's true.
All right.
It's true.
When we come back, Amanda Kristovich from Front Office Sports, who has been following this whole thing, we'll get her take about where we're currently sitting, where this is going, and how long it may take to get there, and what does it look like finally when we settle. You got primetime here on The Fan. Here, though, is Buck with Sports.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere.
Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back in. The last couple days, we've been talking about, dare I say, the ongoing saga, the days of our lives when it comes to college sports, specifically college basketball, college football. Where does this thing go? House settlements. Now we've got agreements trying to be forced down people's throats with the Power Four conferences. It can be a lot to keep track of, and our next guest has done a great job. She writes for frontofficesports.com. You can find her on Twitter or X at A. Kristovich, and you can call her, well, I guess, Amanda Kristovich. Amanda, thanks for taking a couple minutes for us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Now, you talked about, you've written several pieces on this, and you talked about in your last one here that came out in just maybe a week ago about this kind of lobbying campaign that the NCAA and the Power Five have put forth, this $15 million lobbying campaign. Kind of talk to me about where you think the purpose of this is going, because to me, when I look at this, this just seems like the NCAA is tired of getting their ass kicked in court and is now just throwing it to the Power Four. And the Power Four is saying, we know we're going to get our ass kicked in court unless someone from the government gives us an exemption. So this just kind of feels like a Hail Mary desperate grasp on the part of the Power Four to be allowed to continue to control something the courts have told them that they're not allowed to. Am I completely off basis on this?
Not at all, not at all. I think that that lobbying campaign has actually been going on since like 2019, if I remember correctly, and it's definitely kicked into a really high gear, at least on the NCAA's part, since January when, the Republicans took control of both houses of Congress as well as the White House. So, that isn't necessarily new, but and in addition to that, what also isn't new is, as you said, this idea that the NCAA is losing in court over and over and over again on attempts to restrict athlete compensation and attempts to regulate college sports from, everything from like eligibility to the transfer portal because of antitrust laws. And the fact that in order to have rules like, you would in the NFL, for example, what makes that legal is a collective bargaining agreement, and college athletics just doesn't have that, right? So, how that connects to the House settlement is that, the House settlement around this time last year, this idea of revenue sharing, this idea of, giving schools the ability to pay players, but then also putting a cap on that revenue sharing, which is a de facto salary cap, according to a lot of people, and then, other restrictions that we could get into, you still need either collective bargaining or a federal law that says that, you have special protection to do this. And so the NCAA is not really going to be in charge of this anymore. It's going to be kicked to the power conferences, just as you said. You're totally right. The problem is the same problem they've been having for over a decade. The solution that they're asking for is federal intervention, which they haven't been able to get and still don't seem to be getting right now. Congress is a little busy. So I think that's kind of where we're at. And even though the power conferences are trying to get the schools to agree not to sue them, in the background, they are still in Congress, like, because they know that even if they get this House settlement approved, the enforcement of it is going to be very difficult if they don't have a federal law to back it up, because they refuse to do the one thing that makes these restrictions legal, which is collectively bargain. And I apologize, because that was a very long answer to a short question.
No, I thought it was a very good answer. So what is it about the collective bargaining aspect of this that is so terrifying? Because to me, and my partner, it feels like this is where eventually this has to get to. So what is it about this that seemingly the Power Four and the NCAA, this is like this is the nuclear option. This is the end all, the be all, mm-hmm. avoided at all cost.
Well, because in order to collectively bargain in this country, you have to be deemed an employee. And the whole concept of the NCAA's business model of amateurism is that the players are not employees. And even though the NCAA is now admitting that players should be paid, they're trying to argue that these payments are not pay for play. That's what the NIL clearinghouse, if you've heard about that, is about. And, you know, these revenue sharing agreements technically aren't supposed to be salaries. So, you know, there's this huge boogeyman that the NCAA has been talking about, which is athlete employment status. And they argue that, you know, all of the Olympic sports, there will be no funding. If you have to pay the football and basketball players, where are we going to get the money for Olympic sports? They argue that, you know, their entire business model would collapse because the athletes would be subject to, or, you know, really they would deserve more benefits and more rights and more recourse, right? Like any, like workers' compensation, any law that we have in this country, they would get that. And the NCAA, that's like, they've been fighting that in court for decades. So even though collective bargaining is the solution that literally every pro league in this country uses, they don't want to do it because they don't want to call the athletes employees.
We're talking to Amanda Kristovich, frontofficesports.com. So I do enjoy the fact that the NCAA and now the Power Four conferences are saying is we have an illegal model that has been deemed mm-hmm. illegal basically by every court in the land, but we want to continue the illegal model because having the illegal model lets us have some stuff that we think is pretty cool, like swimming and diving and lacrosse. Like that seems that, like, I'm not kidding. That feels to like the only argument they have is, well, everyone really likes this stuff over here, so let's allow us to keep breaking laws so that we can give you this ancillary stuff that some people think is important.
100%. That is the most, like, that is exactly what is happening here. And not only do they want to continue breaking the laws, they literally are asking Congress to write them different laws than any other industry in the United States has to abide by. That is exactly what is happening here. I could not have said it better myself. It's what I'm, like, screaming from the mountaintops every time I try to talk to anyone about this, right? Because everybody says, well, should the athletes be employees and should the NCAA be able to control the transfer portal and NIL? The question isn't that, that's the wrong question, right? The question isn't should they? The question is legally, are they allowed to? And the answer is no. And if you don't like that, you either have to write new laws or go to a different country.
And yet we're the only country in the world that has anything like this. There's not another country on the planet that has any sort of academic system that's tied into their sports.
Not at all. Yeah. I mean, not at all. Like there are some where, you know, there's like fledgling, like I believe in Australia, there are like some, you know, universities that are working on like sort of fledgling quote unquote college sports. But I mean, we're the only country in the world that has this Olympic system. That's for sure. And it's certainly valuable, but it's not the only way to fund Olympic sports. And this idea of, well, we are not going to fund robust Olympic sports programs because we have to pay the players is potentially the reality of the current business model that they have, but it's not the only business model. Like, there are other options, right? There has to be. So that is, you know, the question of, like, instead of changing your business model, you would rather spend millions of dollars in Congress trying to convince Congress to write new laws that would allow you to keep the business model you have that pretty much everyone has agreed is like kind of unfair, at least to certain athletes who are generating billions of dollars in revenue every year and not seeing enough of it. So that's where we're at right now. It's a really interesting time.
We keep seeing different iterations of the same idea, that the NCAA and now apparently the Power Four pushing back against student athletes becoming employees. What's the end game? They keep losing. Is this just, it's worth so much money for them to kick this can as many years down the road as they can and collect as much money as they can? Is this, let's keep buying time until hopefully, fingers crossed, the courts and the government kind of bail us out and change their mind and we get our way? Why keep bringing up the same? Because we've been talking about this. I cover recruiting. That's my main job. And so I see the student athlete side a lot. And this same argument has been made now for a decade, and the courts keep saying, no, you can't. Right. So what's the end game here? Why continue to bring it up so many different times, so many different ways, seemingly the same thing, the same argument?
Right. I mean, look, I wish I knew. I wish I understood it, because there are even schools that acknowledge that the system needs to change. Collective bargaining, at least for some sports, needs to be implemented. I think where we're at right now is there is this like vestige of amateurism that the NCAA and the many of the member schools and many of the administrators have spent so many years fighting for, right? Then the NCAA a couple of years ago brings in this new leadership in Charlie Baker, and he's a former Republican governor of a Democratic state of Massachusetts. So he is used to wheeling and dealing and making compromises, right? So they bring him in to try to convince Congress to let them, you know, keep on with this business model, because, as you said, they keep losing in court. So Congress is really their only option, right? Not even an executive order has enough teeth to protect them from all these lawsuits. So they're like, okay, this is the number one thing for us. It has to be Congress. So they task Charlie Baker with getting a federal law that the athletes aren't employees and like they have these protections. But even Charlie Baker agrees that the players should be paid more. And if you listen to his comments yesterday at the Knight Commission at this event, he spoke pretty candidly about his frustrations about the finger pointing and the concept that the players deserved more than they were getting when he came in. So it's like, I'm not even sure how much Charlie Baker believes in amateurism. I think at this point, everyone's just dug their heels in and said, it's too hard to change our business model at a campus level and at a conference level. So let's just fight to keep it the way it is.
Well, and it just, like, the last thing that we saw from the Power Four is this ridiculous memo telling conferences that you will sign an agreement saying that our rules supersede state law, which good luck with that, and that you're not allowed to sue us. I mean, that's the most ludicrous thing. And then if you don't sign it, we'll kick you out. Good luck kicking Ohio State out of the Big Ten. Fox would like a word with you, right? Like,
that is exactly what I said to my editors. I said, good luck kicking Tennessee out of the SEC. ESPN would like a word as well.
Yeah. And so it seems just, we're just going backwards, making no progress. So I know we're up against it, but do you think we have any sort of general time frame? Because the revenue sharing stuff was supposed to happen July 1st, and we were supposed to move ahead this year with payments and all that. But is that in jeopardy? Is there a reasonable timeline to where we can at least move forward with some form of revenue sharing in a new rule? Or are we in the wild, wild west for the foreseeable future? Where do we get some clarity? How far down the road?
So the House settlement, which is where the NCAA and everyone would agree to revenue sharing pretty much, right?
Yeah.
We could get a decision literally like any second now. Every night after 5 p.m., I sit and I wait and I wonder if I'm going to get a decision from the judge who's, you know, on your Pacific time zone. I'm on the East Coast. So that's super fun. It has to come by the end of the month. Like, I cannot imagine the judge will take this long to approve or deny it. So that's like going to be our first set of clarity. And then if and when that settlement gets approved, the question then becomes, okay, will any of the rules that people have to abide by because of the settlement, like the revenue sharing cap and the clearinghouse about NIL not being pay for play, like, will those get challenged in court? And if so, what's going to happen? So I think that's kind of like what our summer is going to look like.
Well, it's going to keep you busy. It's going to make me put my head through a wall, but it's going to keep you busy because it sounds like you're going to have
You and me both. I'm putting my head through a wall, but I'm bringing my laptop with me, you know?
Well, we really appreciate taking some a few minutes for us. You do a great job covering this. Again, find her stuff, frontofficesports.com, or you can find her on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it. Amanda Kristovich, Front Office Sports, we really appreciate taking some time for us.
Yeah, anytime. Thanks for having me.
And this is my problem, right? And she said it right there. Once the House settlement gets agreed to, which could happen, like she said, any day, the moment you tell a school that they have to do away with their NIL deals, that school is just going to be like, no, we're going to do what we want. And then you either have a fight between the school and the conference, or the conference battles the school and the school says, cool, I'm just going to sue you. You really think Oregon or Tennessee or anyone else is going to let the Power Four or the NCAA come in and say that 90% of your NIL deals are now invalid?
I get asked about this a lot, and I've had the CEO of our company yeah. ask me to do stories on this. And I was like, you don't want that. You did, trust me, you don't. If you want me to do things on every little piece that gets that gets passed, you also let me have to do an analysis piece that says this is going to get thrown out because of antitrust laws immediately, and we're back to square one. Until they go to a model that's similar to the NBA, yeah. Major League Baseball, yeah. and the NFL, we're going to keep doing this. And here's the other thing that I find really strange. You look at the revenue that's been made from the big schools. They're going to still have yeah. swimming and tennis and yeah. and wrestling. They can still afford it. As much as people say Oregon's spending a ton and Miami's spending a ton, they're making money. Yeah. They made money last year.
But it's the smaller schools.
Yeah.
The smaller schools will be the one.
But that's what is happening now that yeah. you have to start paying these athletes. Yeah. Unfortunately, yeah. universities can't set up a model where they have athletes yeah. compete and make 100% of the money off them. Yeah. You can't do that anymore.
No, it's the old and the new. So we'll put a bow on that, and then in the 4 o'clock hour, we'll get into some of the NBA stuff. We've got an MVP. We've got some conference finals going on, so a lot to get to. But thank you to Amanda, and we'll kind of put a bow on that conversation when we come back. Primetime here on The Fan.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Up against it here, we'll check in with the NBA here, and a new MVP is going to get crowned. Looks like that'll happen probably tomorrow, game two, but we'll put a kind of bow on the NCAA stuff. And we were just, we had Amanda Kristovich on, front office sports, was talking and kind of echoed a lot of the stuff we were saying. And I think it's frustrating for a lot of people, and I think it's going to turn a lot of people off. But you said it, we were kind of going into the break there, that the big schools are going to be fine, and the little schools that don't have the big budgets, they're the ones that are going to have to really make some tough decisions. And that's just the way this is, which is why the best summary I have of this whole thing is the NCAA is built on an illegal premise. It just is. And the courts have now been saying that for the last decade. And the only argument you have to keep the illegal system going is, we want to keep breaking the law that every other industry has to follow, because if we keep breaking the law, we get these kind of cute little things over here that we like. And if you force us to play by the rules that every other company and every other industry has to, we can't keep doing this cute little thing over here, which is funding field hockey and lacrosse and soccer and some of these things. And ultimately, I just don't know how a court or anyone with an objective mind says that that's a fair argument.
Well, and people have argued, well, that's then you enter into Title IX issues. You don't, because those sports still have a seat at the table,
yeah,
with the big schools.
Yes.
And that's just the reality of where this thing is. And I know it's frustrating. I understand, like, 60, 70-year-old sports fan, like Beaver fan who's, yeah, older. Like, this sucks. Thanks. My team is now a minor league team. And yeah, my team, literally, where they get called up, essentially, to the Power Four teams, yeah, at the end of the year. I get why people are upset. However, now that it's deemed that the previous model was illegal, this is what it is. Yeah. Now,
you think about it. If I had any industry where I didn't have to pay for my labor, and then someone eventually
would profit off of,
you would, yeah, and then eventually someone's like, no, you have to pay for your label. That model has to change. There is no way for you to continue the model that you had. There are going to be some broken eggs, and I think that ultimately is the problem that people are having a hard time with, is they want it both ways. They either want to say, no, keep doing it the illegal way, or find a way to do it by paying them, but only paying them enough where we keep this over here. And there's just no industry that operates this way.
That's why they need to say, we will let you be employees. We're going to give up some money, but we're going to get it back because we're going to cap how much teams can spend. Yeah. And if we cap it at a lower number than what Texas A&M or Miami or Ohio State and Michigan are currently paying, then other teams can start to catch up and you can start to pay for other sports. That's the only way, is we'll protect you, you'll have days off, we'll have workers' comp, yeah, and in response to that, yeah, it's not an unlimited, yeah, bidding war in NIL. This is the max number you can spend. Yeah. You can spend this much for two players, and that, so that everybody can, and then this much for two players in the B range or whatever. They'll come up with a whole system. Until you agree to that and let them have a seat at the table at this stuff, you can't just say, okay, under the current model, we think players are only worth about $10,000.
Isn't that adorable?
Well, we now, yeah, know that athletes that are unproven going to college, yeah, are worth $2.5 million.
And if you haven't,
so spare me the 10 grand evaluation.
Yeah, if you haven't seen that, because again, I think it's hard for some people to dig into the weeds. Part of the memo that the Power Four Conference set around basically said that 90% of the NIL deals are illegal and under the new system would not be allowed. And the deals that would be allowed are usually around the $10,000 to $100,000 range at max. So basically, de facto, they're saying, yeah, you can still make NIL, but only the NIL that we think is legit. And the NIL that we think is legit is $10,000 or $30,000, not $2 million, which goes just, again, it's just, it's silly. I wish I could sit in a meeting with some of these people and shake their heads. And just be like, I don't know what you guys are thinking, because you're doing the old playbook just under a new mask, and it's not going to work.
But I think they know that. I think they know that inevitably that's where this is going. When do people do really, really, really stupid stuff? When they're really, really desperate. Ignorant, yeah. Really, really desperate, or they follow the money.
Yeah.
And so this is going to cost us a lot of money. And this system right now that the public is against, this paying players, yeah. It's actually not as bad as it looks, because we're still making a lot of money.
But
if we go to this model that we have to do where they're employees, it costs us a lot. So let's kick the can down the road, because it's worth collectively $10 billion a year across the colleges to do that. I also want to be clear, too. I think it's important, because I don't think people know how much. Okay, $10,000, how much is that? Where does that stack up with athletes? The going rate for a four-star football recruit right now is $100,000 a year.
Yeah.
So if you say 10,000 is the barrier, I'm telling you three stars, it's like 50,000 and up.
Yeah.
So basically every recruitable player you look at any previous Power Five conference school
is
more than what they're saying. So that's, you're talking now about like the two-star level guys. So, I mean, it's not even in the ballpark of a realistic conversation.
Good luck with it. We'll try to keep We'll try to keep abreast of this, and like as there's real developments, we'll try to bring them to you. But again, I think it's just hard for a lot of people to follow. But I thought it was an important conversation to have as we get closer to the House settlement and we get closer to college football, to just kind of see where we're at. When we come back, we'll check in. Game one of the NBA Conference Finals is over. Game one of the East getting ready to tip off here in just a few. And we've got an MVP and some NFL news and notes. Plenty to get to in hour two primetime here on The Fan.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.